Gerry McLaughlin, just after beating Monaghan here in Healy Park, and Oma, a fantastic display by yourself and the team. Suppose it's all about the team, Gerry, but the platform for that victory was, suppose, three goals in the first half.
Yeah, it's vital getting goals, and we seem to be getting better getting the goals in each game. Like, but no, everything worked out well today. Like, we play them in league, and we only scored 1-7 in the whole game, which isn't like us. But we knew today we had to go out and take every chance we had, and we probably had more chances as well for goal, even goal chances, and we didn't probably take them. But sure, you learn from that, and hopefully now we'll get another chance of getting them next week.
I suppose in the first half, Monaghan set up extremely defensive, supposed to curtail that effect, and it worked for them for the first 10 minutes or so, because it was, you know, it was a typical Ulster derby.
Yeah, it probably took both teams a while getting into it and getting the scores, but once we settled it, we knew they were going to be defensive. Like, we played them many times in the last couple of years, and we knew they were going to set up defensively, and they did, but no, we knew we had to take our time, be patient to break them down, which was what we'd done first half and scored three goals.
And looking at, suppose, there's a lot of different scores today. Normally a lot of pressure on yourself and Yvonne, but I think there was about 7 or 8 different scores today. Suppose that makes life a little bit easier for you?
Oh yeah, it does. Like, when teams see now that they have 7 or 8 scores, that they'll have to go out and mark probably more and not be just on us too. Like, and we saw like Sergian and Mac and even Yankee coming on to score, and them even different angles on the pitch. Like, it wasn't all down the centre, which makes it harder for another team to defend, which is vital for us.
And speaking of defending, I'm joined by Trace McCafferty. Trace, out for a number of weeks with concussion. You came back in today, and suppose an impressive performance from yourself, but glad to be back.
Yeah, well, I was out for 5 months there since December after a bad concussion, and I think what got me through those months was rejoining such a wonderful group of players. Like, I know there's potential in this team, like, to do whatever we want to do if we want, like, do the hard work on the pitch, and like that kind of kept me going and wanting to come back and join this kind of incredible group of players.
And how satisfying was today's performance? Suppose you can only base it on today, a good score line, and suppose, all right, one goal you've copped up, but defensively you were sound today as well.
Yeah, like Monaghan have unreal, like, top class forwards, and we've been practicing our defending at training, and like marking the likes of Yvonne and Geraldine at training. It only can make you a better back and be on your toes, and be hungry for the ball when it is coming in your way.
Your own sister Olive joined the panel again this year, and suppose what's it like playing alongside your sister?
No, it's great, because I know exactly what she's going to do, and she's as hungry as well to get the ball back, so no, it's very easy to work with her, and
Looking forward to the Ulster final now. Suppose all talk is going to be about it. It's Armagh, and he's played them in the league earlier on this year, but suppose you can focus on them now.
I wasn't there for that game, but all you can dream of is being an Ulster final. You know, when you are a young player or whatever, like, that's where you want to be, winning those big titles, and like, hopefully we will get over the line, and just have to do a good performance and work hard in the day.